Well, of course, in my day, they were horses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just plow horses.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, did they ever use mules?
Yes, that's true, they did. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what would they, when they used two mules together, what would they refer to that?
I'm not that familiar with them, Mary. Mm-hmm. Of course, you did have jackasses, mm-hmm. but I don't know if they could be plowed with. Would they? Would they?
I guess but they did would. That, when you were using two together, would they call it like a pair of mules?
Team.
A team.
Team.
A team
mm-hmm.
of,
mm-hmm.
you'd say.
That'd be
a
team.
Mm-hmm. A team of mules.
Mm-hmm.
And the, a cow, the offspring of a cow, you refer to that when it's a baby, is it? When it's new.
Calf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've ever heard this. When a cow's about to give birth, you say it's going to...
Think of a horse. I don't really know.
Have you ever heard an expression like freshen?
I've heard that, yes. Uh-huh.
What about a male horse? What would you call a male horse?
A stallion.
And a female?
Is a mare.
And if a person didn't know how to... to ride, they might say, well, in my lifetime, I have never...
The most of the time, they'll say, I've never rode one, but it should be ridden, of course.
And if a person couldn't stay on the horse, they'd say that I fell
off.
And if a little child went to sleep in bed, found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, I must have
fallen off.
Mm, often.
Mm-hmm.
And... what do you call those things that they would put on horses' feet to protect them from the road?
I don't know.
Well, those things that people used to pitch sometimes for...
Of course, shoes.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And then the shoes were nailed onto the...
hooves.
And one of those, the singular, would be...
hoof.
And do you know what people call a male sheep?
A ram.
And how about a female?
You.
And sheep are raised for their
wool.
And do you know what on a hog, the name for a male hog?
I'm thinking of Razorback, you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
What about a female?
Boar,
oh,
that's
yeah,
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, okay. And what female, about a female?
Female is a, that's another word, sow.
Mm-hmm. And if you were talking about an animal, a hog, or it could be even a cat, for example, if it was a male and you didn't want it to be able to reproduce,
mm-hmm.
you'd have to have it.
Now on a male, I don't know what that's called, castrate, is it?
Mm-hmm.
On a male.
Would that be what probably
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now do you know what they call those hairs on a hog's back?
No.
And do you know what they call those long teeth?
Unless it'd be a tusk.
And a hairbrush has stiff...
bristles.
And do you know what they put the food in for a hog? They would feed hogs in a...
trough.
And the plural would be...
Of a trough?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it'd be troughs. Never thought of that.
Now, I don't know if you know a name for this. Now, when a calf is like when it's lost its mother, it makes a loud sound, and they say the calves, they call that sound.
Bawling.
And when at feeding time, the sound that a cow makes is